This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The GST Council has approved the rate rationalization with a focus on the common man, labor-intensive industries, farmers and agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Briefing the media in New Delhi last night, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the goods and services tax on common man and middle class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%. All these changes will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri. Ms. Sitharaman said this move aims to make insurance affordable for the common man and increase insurance coverage in the country.
Insurance services from 18% currently will go into two, three different categories. Exemption of GST on all individual life insurance policy, whether term life, ULIP or endowment policies and reinsurance thereof. Exemption of GST on all individual health insurance policy, including family floater policy and policies for senior citizens and reinsurance thereof.
The finance minister further announced the reduction of GST from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines and from 5% to nil on 3 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer, rare diseases and other severe chronic conditions. GST on all other drugs and medicines has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The GST on various medical apparatus and devices used for medical, surgical, dental or veterinary purposes or for physical and chemical analysis has also been reduced from 18% to 5%. The finance minister informed that items such as hair oil, toilet soap, soap bars, shampoos, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bicycles, tableware, kitchenware and other household articles will now have only 5% GST. She further said that GST on ultra-high temperature milk, chenna and paneer has been reduced to zero from 5%, while all Indian breads will now see a nil rate. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that GST on food items such as namkeen, bhujia sauces, pasta, instant noodles, chocolates, coffee, preserved meat, cornflakes, butter and ghee has been reduced from 12% or 18% to 5%. The minister added that the GST slab on items like air conditioning machines, televisions above 32 inches, all types of TVs, dishwashing machines, small cars and motorcycles has been lowered to 18% from 28%. Ms. Sitharaman said that labor-intensive industries have given strong support, while farmers and the agriculture sector will also benefit from the decisions. She said the GST on all agricultural equipment has been reduced from 12% to 5%.
These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions. Health related also will benefit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the next generation reforms in GST announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has decided to cut GST rates, which will benefit the common man, farmers, MSMEs, middle class, women and youth. He added that the government had prepared a detailed proposal for broad-based GST rate rationalization and process reforms aimed at ease of living. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with his Singapore counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. The External Affairs Ministry said that the visit of Mr. Wong coincides with the 60th anniversary of India-Singapore diplomatic relations and reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen this partnership. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan will visit Punjab today to take stock of the flood situation in the flood-ravaged areas. He will visit some villages of the most affected districts of Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Kapurthala. The second Super 4-stage match between India and Korea in the Asia Cup Hockey Championship ended in a 2-all draw last evening at the Rajgir Sports Complex Stadium in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.